Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Heaton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Conroy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Wagner. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Charlie Wagner. And now, play ball. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is hit by the pitch. Heath moves to second. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack strikes out. One out. Jim Heaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heaton strikes out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr strikes out. There goes Williams. The throw from Heaton to second, and Williams is out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner bunts in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Weatherly bunts in front of the plate. Conroy fields it and throws to first for the out. Harder moves to second. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harder moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hockett. The throw from Conroy to Doerr and they have Hockett trapped. The throw over to Lupien, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fleming hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Mack reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harder hits a pop-up towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Conroy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Cronin pinch hits for Charlie Wagner. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Joe Dobson now pitching. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Williams chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Conroy fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Conroy. Hockett goes all the way around to score. Keltner moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath strikes out. 1 out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keltner scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fleming moves to third. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boudreau moves to second. 2 outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of DiMaggio. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Fleming scores. Boudreau scores. It's 7-0, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-2 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox strikes out. 2 outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a fly ball towards right. Fox settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Fox. Weatherly moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it and has Weatherly trapped. There's the throw to Tabor and over to Doerr, who tags Weatherly for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Doerr. Keltner moves to second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Keltner moves to third. Heath moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and has Doerr trapped. There's the throw to Keltner, who throws to Boudreau, who tags Doerr for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor strikes out. Two outs. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Conroy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Harder bunts in front of the plate. Conroy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hegan. The throw from Conroy and he is safe. Hegan steals second. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Paul Campbell pinch hits for Joe Dobson. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-3 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Fox reaches second base with a double. Campbell scores. Pesky moves to third. It's 7-1, Indians. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pesky scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Indians. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.